truth. Gaurachan Goswami was telling Prabhupada that it started raining just so that the kirtan would happen in front of Damodar. And then it stopped raining so that we could go back into the samadhi grounds. Actually, he was just trying to get us out of the front courtyard. The Prabhupada said, wherever there is kirtan, it is in front of Lord Damodar.
I'd like to ask you, if it was possible, to receive initiation from you.
What is that question? Again? Louder.
I'd like to ask you if it was possible, if you can receive initiation.
Right from the point.
Now I've been 6 months in Calcutta. I was born in France. I met some members of this society, some of the disciples in Bihar. I was touring in India. I've been touring for 1 year about. I'm very fortunate to meet some members there. Near Darbhanga, in Madhu Road.
Madhura.
There was a large panda function.
Yes, come with you.
Yes, we were there with us to Kolkata in Mayapur. And he lived for three, he tried for some time, then he followed all the principles and regulations. For the last 6 months, and he shaved up his head after a few days, and he has been keeping on regularly, doing preaching outside every day.
So you recommend him?
Yes,
we recommend. Serious.
Bhavananda is also recommended.
Also, Zil, he has been initiated by your divine grace some months ago, over a year ago, and I think he is very much fit for Brahmin, for this Gayatri.
Where are you?
The tall boy, Panchajanya, very tall. Tall boy, really tall boy. He's very serious.
Where he is now?
He is now.
Tell us something about the philosophy of. Is there any difference in the philosophy of the Gosampradayas?
Not very much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized all the Vaishnava philosophies in Achyuta Vedanta, but simultaneously one and different. Some of the philosophers, they say Maya and Krishna, they are different. Some of them say Maya, although different, he is attached to it. It's Krishna's. Maya is Krishna's energy, therefore different and non-different. Shuddha-daita, Daitya-daita, Vishishtadvaita, Madhacharya Daitavad, then Ramanucharya Vishishtadvaita, Nimmarka Daitadvaita. In this way there are... Practically, all of them are worshippers of Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana. There is not very much difference, but little distinction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized all of them. Achinta Vedavetta. Inconceivable, one and different, simultaneous. Maya is different from Krishna, at the same time not different from Krishna. Because Maya has no separate existence, therefore not different from Krishna. But Maya, when she plays differently, different from Krishna. Just like jail department is a criminal department of the government. Therefore, this department is not different from the government. But that does not mean the government is criminal. This is the way to understand. Criminal department is not different from government. But that does not mean government is criminal. Similarly, Maya is not different from Krishna. That does not mean that Krishna is under Maya.
He's controlling Maya.
Yes. Krishna has got connection with Maya as controller, and we have got connection with Maya as control. There is a difference. In a broader sense, nothing is different from Krishna. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Matsani sarvabhutani naham teshu avasthita. Everything is resting on me, but I am not there. The same example. Criminal department is resting on the government, but the government is not criminal. And this is called Achinta Vedavetta. Simultaneously one and different, inconceivable by us. Visishtadvaita Ramanujacharya. He says that God, Maya and the Jeev altogether are absolute truth. That is called Visishtadvaita.
That is Ramanujacharya.
Yes, Ramanujacharya. And Madhyacharya Daitavad, God is different from Jeev, Maya. That is Daitava. And someone, Ditya Daitava. Different and non-different, like Achyuta Veda. In this way, different acharyas have explained the same thing in a very explicit way, according to their. But all of them are Vaishnava.
Are all these sampradayas still bona fide at the present time?
No, some of them are material. They are all Gauri Vaishnava, there are many Mayavadis. There are many Mayavadis. This Babaji is there almost Mayavadi. Sahaji has.
In the Bhagavad, it is said that just as the birds fly in the air, according to their capacity, so the great sages, they explain the absolute truth according to their realization. So is this why that the different acharyas, they explain different concepts?
Not different concepts, in different ways.
Is it because of different
realization? Because we understand them, they have already explained. That the Visishtadvaita, Maya, Jeev and Krishna taken together, they are one. Diversity and unity. They are all one, but there is diversity. The university department, the criminal department, the judicial department, there are so many departments of the government, but altogether they are one. This is Visishtadvaita. Adi Gita says, ekam brahma dvitiyo nasti. There is only one Brahma. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Everything is Brahma. It is not divinity. You have to understand that this is also government. But a government is not there. Not that, because if you say this criminal department is also government, at that time the whole government is a criminal. Government is not at all criminal. It has nothing to do with the criminality. But the department is government. What do you think? How do you adjust?
Well, Mahaprabhu, he has explained it very clearly.
Because government maintains the criminal department, it should not be understood that government is under criminality. Because Krishna maintains Maya, that does not mean Krishna is under. Mayan cha tad apasraya Vyasadeva saw Maya and Krishna together. The Maya is the backside, apasraya. Adharma, adharma, irreligiosity is described as the backside of Krishna. As I have got my backside, dharma, adharma. The front side of Krishna is called dharma. The back side of Krishna is adharma. That means adharma is also there in Krishna. Then, and because adharma is also maintained by Krishna, and Krishna is not adharma. Krishna is not adharma. The Mayavadi philosophy, there is no difference between Maya and Krishna. There are so many philosophical opinions. But we take a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conclusion, Achinta Vedar, simultaneously one and different. Because Maya is maintained by Krishna, therefore there is no difference between Krishna and Maya. But still, Krishna is not under Maya. What is the difficulty to understand? Another example can be that now here is darkness. But the sun is also there. Within this universe, the sun is there and the darkness is there. But sun is not under darkness. At the present moment, the darkness is there, and the sun is also there. This darkness means absence of sun. So it is related with sun. Because there is no sun, it is dark. Therefore, the darkness is dependent on sun. This sun is not dependent on the darkness. Because there is some barrier, some obstacles for passing the sunlight on this earth. This earth is now dark. So the darkness has no independent existence. In other words, because the sunlight is checked, therefore there is darkness. So darkness is not important. Neither darkness, this darkness can cover the sun. Otherwise, darkness is also there, and sun is also there. But sun is not affected by dark. We are affected, a portion of the fractional part of Krishna's body, part and parcel, is covered. by that way. They are under material condition. But Krishna is never under material condition. The Mayavadi philosopher will say, because Krishna has come before us. What is that? Because Krishna has come here. Therefore, he is also in that. That is Mayavadi philosopher. Suppose the governor goes to inspect the jail, the business says, oh, governor is also doing it. Because he has come into the jail. So what is the difference between him and me? Abhijananta maram murha. Immediately, he is already murha, he becomes more murha. That's not now. That's why Dr. Radha Krishna says, it's not to Krishna, but something within Krishna. Because he thinks Krishna is just like us. He does not know what is Krishna. Still, he dares to write comment on Krishna's saying. He becomes more mula. Krishna becomes elect, he becomes murha. Without knowing Krishna, he describes Krishna. So we should not take what is Krishna from such murha. Lord Sanatana Goswami has forbidden not to hear from the avaishnava who does not know Krishna. Avaishnava mukhat bhinna puta hari kadha amritam savanam na kati. Avaishnava cannot describe Krishna. Neither by his description one can understand
about that Ram Krishna. When I was in South India, I met many people. They seem to place so much faith upon him. Mm-hmm. But by seeing this philosophy that they are propounding, it is not so much sound, this Ram Krishna. What is the faith of such kind of person? What is the actual faith, destination?
Ram Krishna, mission. If you go to a quack.
It's a quack.
But that is your misfortune. There are many doctors, and if you still go to a quack. What is that? That is your misfortune. Why do you go to a quack if there are so many doctors?
Misled so many people.
But everyone misleading is there already, but why should you be misled?
I am not misled.
No, I want to say, a person who is misled, and he is questioning, what is the value of this? You are misled, he is misled, I want to talk about it. And if we talk, if we tell the truth, then people will be angry. You cannot pacify a rascal by giving good instructions. He'll be more angry. Better avoid.
Srila Prabhupada, you said by his description he cannot be understood. Do you mean by adhoksaja? You said by his description he cannot be understood.
By his description.
You were just saying that.
Yeah. Adhokhaja means you cannot describe by your sense perception. we describe, this is a thing we can describe, this is white, this is solid, this is just like so many things we can say, by seeing, by tasting. Krishna is not like that. Therefore his name is Agopal. Because you can describe this thing as material, because it is material. Now Krishna is not material. Therefore by our material senses we cannot describe. Whatever we are describing about Krishna, we are describing from Krishna. Not that by our knowledge we are describing. Therefore it is all of it. He cannot be described by my blunt senses. That is all. We describe Krishna as he describes himself. We don't describe by our sense perception. We say Krishna is the supreme because we understand from Krishna. Krishna says that I am the supreme. Now, argument may be that everyone can say, I am supreme, then everyone should be accepted by his word. No, it must be confirmed by the acharyas. That is parampara system. Krishna says supreme, and Krishna is confirmed as supreme by Vyasadeva, by Narada, by the acharyas, by Chaitanya. So we are poor fellow. Do you understand? What is the difference? Krishna says, I am supreme, and is accepted by our predecessor, acharya. So where is the difficulty? Where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty.
Canto explains Vyasadeva's appearance, and it says that when Vyasa appeared, there was an interchange of the millennium, where the third millennium appeared before the second. And I never understood that.
Dvaparante means in the beginning of Dvapar. Dvaparante is
inside. It says that there was an interchange of the millenniums where the third millennium appeared before the second millennium.
Yeah.
Where Vyasa appears.
You say Dvapara means the second millennium. And Treta means third millennium. So, in the beginning of Dvapara, he appears. Ante, the example is given, described, the tree begins from the root, and the top of the tree is called top. But actually that is not top. The top is the root. It is beginning from there. In this way there are some descriptions. How long it will remain, so? No light?
Rahu Vamsa. So I just want to, I was wondering, you know, we chant this prayer from Chaitanya Charitam with Rama Raghuva.
Rama Raghuva.
So that Raghuva, does that mean a Raghu Vamsa? Raghu?
Yes. Raghava. Raghu. From Raghu, Raghava.
So we chant to Balarama, Lord Ramchandra. That prayer to Balaram, this Lord Ramachandra, the Ram of the Raghu?
No, when you say Rama Raghava, means Lord Ramachandra. That's what you say, Rama Raghava.
In Hyderabad, there was a conjecture that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
Why didn't you open that?
That Hare Rama, does it mean Radha Ramana or does it mean Balaram?
No. Rama. Hare Rama. Rama means who enjoys, enjoy, Ramante. Ramante, Jogina, Anante, Satyanande, Siddhartha, Iti Rama. Rama means Raman also, enjoy. Rama means not Lord Chandra. Rama means Varada. So at different position you have to accept. Different.
And also, someone...
They say Radha Rama.
Yes.
You can say Radha Rama. The same meaning. Radha Rama or Radha Rama. Now if he was how Ram can come, Radha.
Many people say that Radharani does not appear in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no mention. Yes, where? I once heard you explain to somebody where does it mention exactly?
Anaya Radhate. Anaya Radhate. And Gopi saw that Krishna has disappeared in Radharani. Then they understood that she worships Krishna more than anyone. So the gopi who worships Krishna, satisfies Krishna more than others, that is Radharani. Aradhe, aradhate. It is Radha. Radha, aradhate. So the gopi who worships Radharani more than other gopis, he sees her. So how can you say that there is no mention of Radharani? We have to follow, not some of the people, we have to follow the Goswami, the Acharya.
About 3 months ago, I wrote you that a man wanted to donate some land to us in Bihar, about 25 acres. He's just written me again today about that. He says, my dear Sri Swamiji, I received your letter dated the 21st September 1972 along with the documents enclosed therewith. I sent him our constitution, rules, regulations, memorandum of association,
that's
tax
right.
Exemption form. I will be extremely happy to donate land for construction of the temple, its upkeep, and devotional activities of your society. The government of Bihar has in the meanwhile promulgated an ordinance banning transfer of lands. I however hope that the difficulties created by the ordinance through Lord Krishna's grace can be overcome. The land can be transferred with the permission of the collector, Sahabad, but someone on behalf of the society will have to approach him for this permission. I'll be obliged if you could send me a list of life members of the society. Could you also send me a copy of the latest annual statement of income and expenditures of the society? This will enable me to have some idea of the society's financial position and its activities. Yours in the service of the Lord, El Dayal.
First of all, find out man, who is man is man.
And that is the problem.
You can have many lands like that. I wake us on land.
Yes.
So we can accept land anywhere provided we have got bona fide preachers. That is our mission. We can start a center anywhere provided we can preach. That is our mission. It is not our mission to own some land. What we shall do with land?
The land would simply be for farming and earning some income.
Anyway, earning our income is not our mission. Our mission is to preach. Income is required to maintain. So, suppose we get some land, we must be a preaching center. If we do all, then we cannot avoid our preaching land.
This land is situated by a small village. It's not a populated area.
It may not be a populated area, but you must have a center so that people may come there.
Yes, he wants a small temple there so that the local people may come and benefit by the temple.
That's what you require, a preacher.
Yes.
At least one, two preacher.
Yes.
And then we can... So who is prepared to go there? And they preach. We do not know the language. I will preach. They do not understand English.
No.
Then I will preach. First of all, find out a preacher. One, two, three, four preachers. That's it. Then we can manage. Others, very few are taking there. Preaching must be there. Or are you going to plow in that land? Then what is it?
Pataka.
Pataka is side by side. He is supervising the building construction at the same time. That's nice. But he has not gone there to plow. That is not his business.
Somebody said Jai Pataka Ali.
Who said?
Eh? Kamal.
What is the meaning of Ali?
Because all the Mohammedans there, their name is Ali, and they're the culturalists, agriculturalists. So he's plowing next to them, side by side. So Tamal Krishna Goswami said, Jai Pataka Ali.
And Ali means the gopis of. Then, Kamal Krishna has blessed him to become one of the gopis.
Ali Krishna? Like Ali Krishna?
Yeah.
What is the
difference?
One of the Mohammedan farmers there was describing how he met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And he used to walk into the Mohammedan village, and he said when he was a little boy, he patted him on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Bhakti Siddhanta patted him on the head. And he said that wherever Bhakti Siddhanta used to sit down, it seemed like the whole scenery was centered around him. He was so magnificent. And he was telling, he tied up his cloth like a sannyasi, and he showed how he used to walk into the village. Very. He wouldn't look at anything directly, but he would be looking off in the great distance. And he was explaining.
understand they liked him very much because he would even take water
so
from the hands of
what is
Muhammad.
Their attitude towards our man?
Very nice.
That's nice.
In fact, this Muhammad's father owned the land which is on Sribasangan. And he gave it to Bhaktisiddhanta free because they had lots of land at that time. So he gave it to Bhaktisiddhanta.
So they are coming and taking prasad?
Yes.
Both male and woman?
Yes. They say Hare Krishna to us.
Oh, that's nice. That is our mission. Chant Hare Krishna and take prasad and go home. And if you like, you can stay with us. As you like.
It's very sublime.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sublime.
Yeah.
Before starting this movement, I was always thinking that they are communist party. There are so many political parties. And we cannot form any party. Our method is so nice. Chant Hare Krishna, dance and take prasad. So what is the difficulty of forming a party? Hare Krishna party. So now it has come in formation to expand this formation. Please come, chant Hare Krishna, dance and take prasad. What is the difficulty? And gradually, when he is settled up, he will understand the philosophy automatically. In the beginning he will not understand. What is that? Mouse?
Your mouse. She passed under your feet and then she went away.
How does a Mahabhagavat see this kind of a mouse?
You giving anything?
As a bhatan pastor of Krishna?
Yeah, yeah. He's actually, he has got a different dress on. Suppose there are many gentlemen, you don't see the dress, you see so many gentlemen are sitting. You don't distinguish them because one has got different dress from another. Is it not? Similarly, Pandita Samadarshana, Pandita who is learned, he sees that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel, but he's playing differently, just like a actor on the stage by different dress playing differently. Otherwise, the one.
When the pattern passer is acting very much in ignorance, and suppose, like for example, it is trying to take away your prasadam, or it's trying to bite you or something like that, then
you take care.
You can defend.
That's all. But you must see that he is part and parcel. That's why your child, Sanku, is doing some mischief. Discard him? You take care of him. And you take care that the child may not commit any mischief. That's your duty. But you cannot say, because the child is creating some disturbance, cut his throat. You cannot say.
So if there are mosquitoes who are troubling
you, similarly, if there are mosquitoes, you have a mosquito curtain, but you cannot kill them. That is the principle.
Ants?
Anyone. You take precaution. You have got human brain. You take precaution that they may not create mischief. But they are by nature, they have got a body of like that. Because they have got a defined body, you cannot kill them. Although it is said, when one is aggressive, you can kill. But these animals, although they aggress, they have no intelligence. same example, child is committing mischief because it has no intelligence. And because it has no intelligence, therefore you cannot kill. That should be our position. These animals, even ferocious animals, they are all different parts and parcels of God, Krishna. You should see like that. But because they are under different equilibrium of the mind, so you know them, that they are part and parcel of Krishna, but behave with them differently, as far as possible, not by killing. Killing means he has been given a body to undergo the imprisonment for certain time. If you kill, then you prolong the time. He has to again accept that body. You become criminal, therefore, because you are checking in his business. In nature's way, he has been engaged in a certain type of business. If you kill, he is not killed, but he has to take another body. Therefore, you are checking his progress. Just like you cannot interfere with anyone's business, that is criminal. So many laws of nature, laws of God, they are so fine that imperceptibly we are committing so many sinful activities. But if you keep yourself surrendered to Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, Krishna protects you, but you become subjected to criminality. Suppose you are walking on the street, you are killing so many animals. But a devotee is protected by Krishna. His non-devotee is becoming subjected to that criminal acts and killing. That is the difference. You are killing also. An ordinary man also killing. But you are killing not knowingly. You are going on Krishna's business for preaching. So you are killing, but because you are going to Krishna's business, Krishna is protecting you from the sinful action. That is the divine. But the sinful action is there, either a devotee or non-devotee. But the devotee willingly does not do any sinful activity. If there is some sinful activity in course of his business, then he is protected by Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is to save oneself from all kinds of nonsense, sinful activities, one must become Krishna conscious, otherwise he is subjected to him. This is the conclusion. Unless he becomes Krishna conscious, he is subject to so many criminal acts in suffering, even knowingly or unknowingly. So, Krishna naam karo bhai arsham niche, palai bhai patnai joma che piche. The Jamaraj is not in doubt, right? You have done my sinful activity. You have to punish. You do not know. Just like the police takes note of your car. Yeah, next day you have to go to the court. So I did not know. When it happened? So you have no other alternative than to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise you will be called for police action so many ways, so many times. Tell them frankly. If you don't become Krishna conscious, then your life is done. However, you may be learned and very scholar. Palaibar patna, joma che piche. He is not even now. Neither you can commit sinful activities because Krishna is No, that is also another thing. Krishna is giving you protection for your criminal activities, which are being done in course of executing Krishna's order or unknowingly. That is not your fault. Therefore Krishna is giving protection. But if you think, let me do something criminal for my sense gratification, Krishna is there, he will protect me. That is the greatest criminal. Namna dola jasahi bhava buddhi. That is not excusable.
Sometimes a devotee falls into maya. Does Krishna protect him then?
Yes. Sometimes. If he is actually, but if he is cheating, Krishna.
Knowingly.
He is going to some sinful activities and is cheating his spiritual master and Krishna. I am going to chant Hari. That is cheating. How can cheat Krishna? That is not fair.
So you're cheating himself?
Yes. You cannot cheat Krishna. It's like, you know, Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to cheat Krishna. He did not die. But he cheated himself. He forgot to ask for one benediction that I shall not die on the lap of
Hiranyakashipu.
That he forgot. So Krishna made him forget. Matta smriti gyano apoharanch. While he was speaking, playing tree, Krishna played a tree that he forgot to ask for this benediction. Mapohanancha. So this is the explanation. People ask that how Krishna makes one forgetful. He has got some business to make him forgetful. It is not without purpose. Just like Hiranyakashipu was forgetful to ask this benediction that I shall not die even on the lap of Nishingana. So how you can do? There are so many tricks of Krishna. How many you can remember?
That's not possible.
But these rascals, they think that we are more intelligent than Krishna. That is illusion. He is never more intelligent than Krishna. That is his position. But he thinks that he is more intelligent than Krishna. That is illusion. He thinks that by this way I shall play trick with Krishna. That is impossible. You cannot play trick with Krishna. That is not possible. You must be very clean and open to Krishna, sincere servant. That is our business. Then all protection will be there.
What if someone wants to do service to Krishna? But he's thinking, for me to do this service, I must exploit my godbrother. There's no reason. It doesn't matter if I hurt my godbrother, Krishna's protecting me. There would not be any reaction.
How can you exploit your godbrother? He's also engaged in some Krishna's business. How can you exploit? Your godbrother is not an ordinary human being. He's also sadhvita. How you can exploit another sadhvita for your advancement? That is sense getting. There is no question of exploiting. As soon as there is a question of exploiting, there is sense getting. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing as exploitation. Simply cooperation and appreciation. That is spirituality. There should be exploitation, there should be exaltation. Oh my God, brother Ishwara, he's doing so much for me. This is not envy. In the material world, if somebody does something more than all, he's envious. Oh, he's there's no envy. There is open acceptance. Oh, my God, brother, this boat is so nice, he's doing so nicely. How we can do it? That is appreciation and exaltation. That is Vaikuntha. You cannot become envious.
Is there also competition in the spiritual world? Competition?
Yes, competition. That's like here, you know, oh my God, this devotee has advanced so much. I cannot do. Let me follow his footsteps so that I can do. That's not competition. As well. ওটা ছিল না এমনি আমি সব তো বুড়ো হয়ে আসছে কাজী শরীর সব বলছিলাম খালি রোগের মতন একটা ছোট কাপড় পরলি রূপা নুবা হয় তাদের যে সমস্ত কথা সেগুলি সমান তবে রূপা নয় ছবি
আছে
ফিলিপাইনে তো যুদ্ধ সব তিন মাইল ওখানে ছেড়ে ওরা
তোমার মেয়ে আচার দ্বারা এত কথা তফাৎ থাকে আর তোমার দেখে সেখানে দা আমার যমুনা কৃষ্ণ যমুনা পরিপাটা পরিপাটি করা সেটা মূল প্রভাব আমি বড় ভালো লাগছে
alternating current.
Days.
Alternating on and off.
Have you got any photograph of my Gurumaya? গল্প আছে ইয়েস নো ভেরি গুড জানেন গল্প ইয়েস নো ভেরি
গুড
আসুন বসুন বোথ ইন্ডিয়ান কার্জন খান শামা দেশে যায় ওয়ান সার্ভেন্ট অফ এ ইউরোপিয়ান হি ওয়াজ টু গো টু হোম তাকে বদলি আগে সে চাকর বদলি দিতে না আমি তোমার জায়গাতে কি করে কাজ করবো আমি তো ইংরেজি জানি না বলে আই টিচ ইউ আই টিচ ইউ ইংলিশ ডোন্ট ওয়ার্ক তোমায় আমি শিখিয়ে দেবো হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট কি তিনটে কথা শিখে নেব জাস্ট লার্ন থ্রি ওয়ার্ডস হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট কি ইয়েস নো ভেরি গুড
ভেরি সিম্পল
ইয়েস নো ভেরি গুড আর যেটা বলবে তুমি ইয়েস বলো তারপরে যা বলবে No. Tarpur Jago was very good. See, he taught in three words that when your master will say something first, you say yes. Tali, yes. Tarpur Jago kisi bole, bole no. Tarpur Jago, if he again speaks something, then say very good. So he learned three words. Yes, no, very good. So after his Ujjavan chole gaye, and Agnes Haven, Bhakti ki jo jinis, khuje paacha na. He was missing something. She asked the servant, where is my that thing? You have taken? Yes. Lekin jis ka je ami jinis ta dekhte pachhi nahi tumi niyeche ki he bolle yes
ha ha niyeche
kya ase mane to jana na yes ha he does not grow la they were taken then return it here no kya je niye thaga to niye sakta raka no then I am giving to police. Very good. So in the police came, John police yellow. It a key. Then we jumped me a song. So we need to cut a chill and the child got this. I came here to say, I am going to police. So yes, no, very good. Formerly, when the Britishers came here, they required assistance. They could not bring so many Britishers. They had to manage office. So, any man simply knowing yes, no, very good, he would get his help.